Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, just drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za or @DavidDundee on the social media channels, and of course the podcast at fmr.co.za. About once every year or two, I like to do a public service announcement on batteries and battery management. And in the past, that's really been about the battery in your phone. But at this point in time, that's simply not true. You've probably got a battery in your phone. You've definitely got a rechargeable battery in your house or car or some other device that we wouldn't have talked about a year or two ago. But the thinking on batteries has changed. Now, batteries are a chemistry set, and that chemistry set is affected mostly by heat and age. And the reality is the harder you charge your battery, the hotter it's going to get, the more it's going to degenerate. To save that battery, understanding what you're trying to do, not overheat it, is going to allow your battery to last longer. Having said that, you need a fast charge for a particular reason. Don't let this affect your lifestyle, but don't do fast or wireless charging as a matter of course, or fast wireless charging is, of course, the worst you can do to any kind of battery. But if you do have a battery, I'm just going to offer a few basic tips. Number one, don't charge your battery to full. We were told to do this up until a year or two ago. I now charge my phone. I've set it to automatically only charge to 95%. If I've got a big day ahead of me, I will tell it to bypass that and go to 100%. And I don't run my phone battery completely flat, and I plug it in when convenient. The whole thing is you want to minimize the number of battery cycles, of course. You don't want to keep a thing charging all the time unless you know it has very good management, but do not overcharge your battery. The next tip is really the opposite of that. Don't let managing your battery mean your life. Your life is not dictated through a phone, which is a Tamagotchi machine, which you have to constantly feed in order to keep alive, in order to keep going. The phone is there to serve you. If you're going to manage your battery immaculately, you're probably talking about a 5 to 7% difference in battery lifespan. Probably not worth it. And if your battery is going to go, remember batteries can be replaced. I, at the moment, am in the process of buying an electric car. I know it has one faulty battery in it. It's a unit of 12 batteries. I've bought it. The battery's under warranty. I've paid way under the odds to buy that car because the battery is faulty, because it is under factory warranty. And I'm not worried about it at all. The cost of replacing the battery is way cheaper than the discount that I'm getting on the vehicle. And the same goes for your phone. If you've got an older phone and the only problem you have with it is the battery life is shocking, most manufacturers today of reputable phones will replace their battery pretty cheaply. So that's my advice this time. A little bit different to previously, but kind of the same. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondie on my social media channels. That's DavidDondie, and the podcast on fmr.co.za.